We are so glad to have you on this Filled to Overflowing Friday. God bless you, and I am going to go ahead and turn this call over to our host. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Minister Candy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, honey. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Welcome to the Master's Call. As Minister Candy has said, this is Filled to Overflowing Friday, and I thank God for each and every one of you. We want to welcome you to the Master's Call, and I am certainly glad to be here on the line this morning. This is Tammy, and I am hosting from Columbia, South Carolina, and I am certainly just filled with the joy of the Lord, filled with his peace that surpassed all understanding. I tell you, Master's Call family, we have certainly been on a journey. This has been a trip, as Sister Vanita has told us, and Dr. Vanessa is teaching us during this time of transformation. I certainly am having a transformation, and TRIP stands for Transformation, Restoration, Information, and Preparation. And I know that the Lord is certainly doing all of those things in my life. And I want to just say that I know that you all are receiving the same. It is Friday, and we are so excited for the word that's going to come forth on today. We also want to remind you that this is our day that we take your praise reports and your prayer requests. And I know that we're going to have the line overflowing at the end of this call. Immediately following this call, we go right into that session, and you are able to come onto the line by hitting *6. So that you can let us know what your prayer request or praise report is. And we thank God for all of you. I just want to quickly share with you how it's just so, God is just an awesome God. Last night I had an occurrence that was so beautiful. I went to the store and the person drove by, saw my license plate. It says one, the number one, one God in me, because God is the only God. He's the first and the last. She stopped there and said that she saw that that was a representation of my relationship with the Lord. And as Minister Candy was saying, that we have to be overfilled. Our anointing has to be overflowing for others to see. And she gave me a cup. The cup had on it a butterfly, which represents transformation. Thank you, Jesus. For every decision that I make, every action that I take should be a reflection of God's word. That's what her cup says. And it has a Bible verse in it, Micah 6:8. Which says, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, to love mercy, that is, and to walk humbly before the Lord. We thank God for all of you, and I just wanted to share that with you this morning as she shared with me. That was just an outpouring of the Spirit, and we just thank God when we live upright, people can see that, and we will be a blessing for others. So we thank you for joining the Master's Call, and that's what we're here for. The Master has given this call, this job, this task to our creators, our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. P.K. hails from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Weatherspoon in Dallas, Texas. And they were faithful to start this call on October 25th, 2010. And we thank you for their faithfulness and obedience to the Lord, for they gave them the task to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And certainly they have done so. He gave them also a scripture reference. For everything you do for the Lord, he will guide you. And that guidance for this mission is in Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And on the Master's Call, that is our charge, Master's Call family, to pray for you. We have powerful intercessors that come on the line. They take your praise reports again and your testimonies, and we pray for you. We pray for you so that God will bless you, and we like to hear those reports again at the end of the call on Friday. And we thank all of you for joining us as we broadcast live Monday through Friday. And we have folks coming on the line all across this country, and we thank God for that. And I believe that we will be international. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if you're not able to catch us on the live call, you can call us. You can call back immediately following the call by dialing in to 712-432-1085, and you will use the PIN code 957-677-POUND. All of our messages are recorded and archived since the inception of the call, and you can go back and review them and play them at your leisure as many times as you want. Take those notes. If you missed something during the call, by going to our website, and that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we love to have your feedback, And again, this is where you would send your praise reports to and your prayer requests. When you're not on the call on Friday, it will come to our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themasters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, morningcall@gmail.com. And if any of you have been led by the Spirit to come on the line and become a prayer intercessor, also please email us at that same address, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will be so happy to get back with all of you. And the tool, the vehicle, the avenue, the instruction, the vision have brought us all together. You can call it so many things, but it's a company, a health and wellness company that's a Christian-based company called Artist International. This company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, who believe in Christ, who serve the Lord through their business. And if you are not, an artist distributor, that's okay, because you can get back to the person who invited you to the line, and they will be happy to share with you. Now, we thank you that this time we're going to call up our sister in Christ, Minister Candy, to open us up in the word of prayer so that we can bring the minister before you this morning. Minister Candy, are you there?
Minister Good morning.
Tammy,
good morning, Minister Tammy.
I apologize. Minister Benita, are you there?
Sister, I love you. I am here. Amen, amen. God bless you. Good morning, Master's Call family. My name is Benita, and I'm here in New Jersey. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Bow your heads. Father God, we love you this morning, this Friday, this filled to overflow Friday, Father. We know that you are the great I am. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And before we even know, Father, you know what's going on in our life. You know our needs. So, Father, we come to you this day just to say thank you, Father, for the trials, for the challenges, for the accomplishments, because Father, we know you love us, our daddy that has every good thing indeed in his heart for us. Father, we just want to say that we love the idea of having a father, and we come to this call this morning to get enriched, empowered, and enhanced. We know, Father, that we will get fed by the message, and we just bring forth the message. We will receive this message, Father. We will cherish this message, and we will just ask you to cover the message and the messenger as they come forth this morning, Father, giving your word. We also, Father, we want to make sure you cover our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and the Artist International family, the Des de Leon family, Father. We want to continue to embrace this TMC call, Father, that we love so much. Every morning we get up with a smile on our face, Father, knowing that we will hear a word that will move us closer to you. And that is our mission, Father, to get on a trip and to be transformed, Father, into something that will mirror you, mirror your likeness, because that is our journey on this earth as we prepare to, when we close our eyes, to just sit by your throne. Father, we just know you've got your foot on Satan, that there will be no disturbances that will move forward on this call, that we will give it no energy, and that Satan, you have no place on this call. Amen? Father, we love you. We are preparing our ears, our heart, and our mind to receive this word this morning on Filled to Overflowing Friday. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Thank you, Minister Benita. Thank you so much for opening us up in that strategic prayer this morning. Bless God, he's just opening you up so much, and we thank God for you. Master's Call family, we are so excited to bring to you, she's not a stranger, she's our prayer general. Our speaker for today is Minister Robin B. Wilson. She is my mentor, and I thank God for her. She's our prayer general on this call. She is truly a woman of God. She's a devoted wife, a stepmother, a daughter, a sister, and a proud auntie of Jaden and Blake. Hallelujah, who We had a graduation in the family. Thank God, we're so proud of that. But she's a servant of the Lord who loves to teach and to pray, and she loves to share the word of God. And we're so delighted and so happy that I introduced the son, but present to others Minister Robin B. Wilson to come forward and give us the word of the Lord on this day. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Tammy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Praise God for you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. And I want to say good morning to the TMC family. Thank you, Minister Candy. I love that. Filled to overflowing Friday. That is wonderful. That's my heart's desire, just as I know it is everyone's on this call. Minister Vanita, thank you for opening up us in prayer. I love that prayer. You are so precious because you come to the Lord just like a child, and that's what he told us to do. You bless me, and I love you, sis. And I want to thank Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for allowing me to be able to be on this call to share with the TNC family and to just have that trust and faith in me, and I don't take that lightly. And most importantly, Lord, I love you. I honor you. I thank you for trusting me to impart to your people in the name of Jesus. You are my God, my King. You are the lover of my soul. And family, I'm going to continue because I have joy like the river. Joy is just flowing through me. And I've just been on this transformation trip, as Minister Benita said, and prayer has been what the Lord has just had me study and teach and share and impart with so many people, and it's just truly been a blessing. So part two of the message is the power of the word in prayer. We know that we're supposed to pray, but there's power in God's word. There's power in the words that we speak. We know that words create, words encourage, words bring about change. Words are spoken by God. We speak words. Words kill. Words encourage. Words edify. Words are powerful. And the Lord told us, as a brief recap, the word of the Lord, it's going to endure forever. 1 Peter 1:25. And also, the scripture stands on its own. Just like God said, how he told Moses, tell them I am that I am sent you. God is God all by himself, and his word stands all by itself. All you have to do is speak the word of God, and it will make a difference wherever you send it. God also said, it's going to accomplish what it is set out to do. And that's in Isaiah 55:11. So the word is powerful. And when you think about the word of God, and I'm saying there's power in the word, in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, remember, he's the word, was life. That's how powerful the word of God is. God spoke the word in the beginning in the book of Genesis. If you go to Genesis, the first chapter, you'll see that God created the heaven and the earth. We know that. He created both of them by the word of God. Now, if God spoke out a command, why would we think that we wouldn't be able to do the same thing? When he said that he gave us everything that pertains to life and godliness, when Jesus himself was on this earth, and when he died, he said it was finished. He rose again. So why would we think that we do not have to speak the word of God? Now, if we look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. And then in verse 5, he called the light day. He called the darkness night. And then He called the dry land earth. He spoke life. He spoke the word. He said to the earth, you bring forth grass. And when you look around, family, what do you see? Grass. And in Hebrews 11:3, through faith, we understand that the world was framed by what? The word of God. And if we have faith to believe that, and just as it was said this week, the Lord said, have faith like a mustard seed. That is a very tiny, tiny seed. So if you have just that little bit of faith in the word of God, it shall be done. That word is going to go forward. Another scripture, think about it. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death. That's the first thing God said. He said that there's death in the power of the tongue. But glory to God, there is also life in the power of the tongue. So what are you speaking? Are you speaking God's word or are you speaking doubt? And it's not just regarding prayer, but it's over your life. You're victorious. You have everything already given to you. Jesus did it all for you. So what are you speaking? Matthew 12:37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. You're going to be justified or you're going to be condemned by what you speak. Matthew 12:37, just a different translation. It says, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Proverbs 13:13, the one who guards his mouth preserves his life. I'm going to read that one again. The one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Family, take a look at these scriptures and go back and look at them and study them in different translations. And you go back and ask God, Father, what have I been speaking? Am I speaking life or am I speaking death? Am I going to be acquitted by my words or am I going to be condemned by my words? I want life. I don't want to be ruined by the word of God. And then think about Paul. Paul was so zealous. He had a zeal before he had his, Paul was zealous. He had a zeal for killing Jews. But once he had that Damascus experience and he came to know God, that turned around. Once you know God and you know the truth is going to set you free. The truth set him free. And now he went about teaching and preaching the word of God, even when he was locked up, saints. And in Ephesians 1:19, he even says that I pray that God may give you enlightenment to know. He was so serious about his father. He said, I want you to know the exceeding greatness of his power. And everyone should have a strong concordance. And the word power is number 14:11:11 in the Strong. And it's also number 2904. But he said, I want you to know that greatness of his power. And that's dunamis. And dunamis means a miracle power, a mighty power, a strength. We have that, guys. We have that because of the word of God. Thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. It's dynamite. Remember, JJ, he used to say dynamite, powerful. Well, we have the real dynamite. We have God's word. We have the miracle power, the wonderful word of God. It's strong. It's our strength. It's the exceeding greatness that Paul wanted everybody to know and to get a revelation. And a revelation means to have it revealed. when you know that you know nobody can take that away from you. You know that you are saved. If somebody were to come up to you and say, do you really know that you're born again? You can say, yes, I am. You know that you know, and no one can take that away from you. So you have to know that you know the word of God, and it's going to change your situation and anyone else's situation that you're interceding for. There's power in the spoken word of God. God spoke it. He commanded it. So we have to do the same thing. And another word for power, kratos, it's dominion. Again, might, strength. So what do you believe in? Do you believe that he said it? Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe that it can change your life? Do you believe that the scripture can stand all by itself? Do you believe that when you speak the word of God, just like he said in Isaiah 55:11, it's going to go forward. It's going to accomplish what I said for it to do. God is the healer. He said, I set my word. He said, you are healed in the name of Jesus. He said that he is your provider. You speak that word. You believe that word. You look at that checkbook, and you say, not so in the name of Jesus. My God is going to supply all of my needs. Not so in the name of Jesus. Cancer, you got to bow to the name of Jesus. You know the word of God. Blood pressure, oh, no, you will not be high. You will not be low. You will be normal in the name of Jesus. So we speak the word because it's dunamis, it's power, it's strength, it's might. It stands all by itself, and we have faith, even if it's just a little bit of faith like a mustard seed. I know it's going to do it, and I know many, many, many of us, all of us, I speak it now, have more faith than that of a mustard seed. So we know God's word is going forward, and we are decreeing it, we are speaking it, we believe it, we will see it. And you know what? Even if we don't see it, family, it is so because God said it. In the name of Jesus. And again, Paul had such a revelation, and that's what we have to have. We have to know that we know. And he also told us in Ephesians 6:10, and just read the entire chapter. It's all just so good. But verses 10 through 11 and then verse 13, he said, finally, my brethren, that's us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's that word, kratos, K-R-A-T-O-S, Strong's number 1743. And that's just a little extra for you because I love you that much. But he wants us to be strong. Be strong, TMC family, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not ours. I am so glad of that. It's his might. It's his word. It's his power, dunamis, strength, endurance. Hallelujah. And then he tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Stand against what? The wiles of the devil. Any of his schemes, you can stand against them. Remember, he's under your feet. Take up that whole arm of God, because you have the dunamis power of God. You have his strength, his mighty might working for you. And that means in your increase in strength. So we have the extraordinary power of God coming on us, increasing us, enabling us, empowering us, our mission, enriching you, enhancing you, so that you can go out and do what God has called you to do. Well, I'm going to stop right here for now. Know that we have the power of the word. The word stands all by itself. Of God is God all by himself. We have faith bigger than a mustard seed, and we know that with that faith, we can do anything God told us that we can do, because he said we can do all things through him, because he's our strength. And what's that strength? He's our power. Hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for Minister Robin. Thank you so much for the word today, the power of the word in prayer. And we thank God that there is power in the word. under we create. The words create, words encourage, bring change, words encourage people, they edify, and words are powerful. The word of the Lord will stand forever. We thank God for Minister Robin for the word this morning. Now, Master's Talk family, we're going to call up Minister Candy to give us our closing prayer this morning. Minister Candy, would you please come forward and bring our prayer request before the Lord and also our closing prayer?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Praise God. Father God, we thank you for this master's call. We thank you, Father, for Minister Robin and the message on the power in the word that we have heard. And Father, we thank you that it was filled with wisdom, insight, and inspiration. God, we thank you that you are a good God, and you are a God who answers prayer. So we thank you that this prayer, Lord God, for healing will be answered today. We thank you, Lord, that this prayer for deliverance will be answered today. We thank you, Lord, that this prayer for financial freedom will be answered today. We thank you, Lord, that the prayer for peace will be answered today. Father, we thank you that this prayer for healed relationships will be answered today. Father God, we thank you for the Matthew 16, which tells us that signs will follow those that believe in your word and your name. In your name, we shall cast out devils. We shall speak with new tongues. We shall take up serpents. And if we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. And Father God, you gave me the authority to use the name of Jesus. And that which I bind on earth is bound in heaven. And that which I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. I bind and cast down spiritual wickedness in high places and render them harmless and ineffective against our prayer list and those on this call this morning. I speak to depression and confusion. I speak to all infirmities and command them to leave the body of God's people. You have no right to dwell in God's people, and you are a thing of the past. I loose the healing blood of Jesus to flow through every vein, to every cell of any infected body of your people. Lord, I call upon your word, hallelujah, to manifest in the body of every person on our prayer list, casting out demons, causing growth to disappear, all diseases to be gone. I make a demand on the bones and joints and hearts and blood and organs and tissues and emotional disturbances to line up with the word of God and function properly. Function as you created them to function in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over stray and wayward children. I speak a blood covering over this ministry and every person who joins the Master's call. Your anointing is working in us, on us, and through us to accomplish your will, and you be glorified in it all. I speak to the finances of your people. I speak to depleted bank accounts right now. Lack, you must go, disappear, and cease to exist. God, you are more than enough. Help us to know that you supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, I decree by faith that the grace of God is now ministering to every person covered by this prayer and every person under the sound of my voice. Father, send laborers across the paths to confirm that you have heard our cries. And now, in this time of deliverance and restoration for your people, we stand on your word. Give us, Lord, the knowledge that faith is not believing you can do what your word says, but faith is believing that your word is true and that your word will accomplish that which you send it out to accomplish. Hallelujah. Create within us a burning desire to know your word more. Help us to live and breathe by the fact that you and your word are the same. Let us be consumed, Lord God, by the fact that your word will not will not return void, and that it will accomplish what you purposed for it to accomplish. Help us to receive your love, your healing touch, and to trust you for the manifestation of wellness. Bring us to the place of wholeness in body, spirit, mind, and soul. We declare that all are made whole, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Minister Candy.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Candy. We're going to call up our founder, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Master's Call family. I have a special announcement and would like to say something before we close out the call today. We're excited first. I want to send out a specific prayer request. Had a long talk last night with Dr. PK. She was sitting in the airport. I'm sure all of you all are aware of the fires going on in Colorado Springs area. We're going to continue just to plead the blood of Jesus around her home. She's having to fly out of there because the smoke level is just so high. And just to cover everyone involved, so many people have lost their homes. So we definitely want to keep our co-founder in prayer as she's traveling to Las Vegas today. But, of course, concerned about her home, her family, and her church family, just the entire Colorado Springs area, for us to pray. But the urgent thing that I wanted to bring to you today, asking you with open hearts to please stay on the line just a little while longer, we have one of our members we have been praying for. She brings the Word of God to us twice a month and sometimes more. Evangelist Gwen Beatty has been so diligent with her battle against breast cancer, and we know it's already won. It's already won in Jesus' name. The Lord dropped upon our team members' heart, especially Minister Willa and Minister Candy, went to one of her functions and said there's got to be something the TNC family can do. And it just rolled from there. God just started downloading into our hearts, our minds, things that we could do to help out our sister. I'm encouraging everyone on this line. We have set up a website. And I want you to write it down. As you've been taking notes with the power of the word with Minister Robin, I want you to take down this website. And I want everybody to do something for this cause, which is a good cause. And this is a good seed. And we know Evangelist Gwen Beatty is great ground we're going to plant in. The website that we've set up that we're asking everybody to donate is fillabottlesavealife.com. fillabottlesavealife.com. And in her treatment, I think you've heard her say on our call and during our prayer time, she's going a holistic route using our great artist products and other bottles. And she's using holistic method that is 90 bottles that are $250 each, meaning about $22,000. That's nothing to God. But God uses people. And you and I are people, and we are members of her family, and she has been so selfless, just giving faithfully, being on the call to speak and minister, even though her body has been going through all kind of things, but we're winning. So I'm asking everyone to ask at least 10 friends to donate $10 at our website that's going straight to her. And again, that website is www.fillabottlesavealife.com. Fill a bottle, save a life. And she's on the line, but we ran over, so I want to be sensitive to do a benediction, and then we're going to come right back to her as our first prayer request, because this is so important. This isn't just a good idea. This is a God idea, and this is her fighting for her life. And we want to lock arms because we'll have a need one day. And she's planted so many seeds in the spiritual lives of others. Our family of TNC is going to rally around her. Some of you all know more than 10 people. Ask them to go to that website. And I love how when I've been getting all these emails from our president, give $3, give $4. I've seen how that's powerful. If all you have is a dollar, go to the website. You have been blessed by her word. And tell others, this is a sister who is wreaking havoc on the kingdom of darkness in that Chicago area. And the enemy is angry, but greater is he that's in us but he that's in the world. So, again, I'm encouraging you today. This isn't something we want to put off. And we're going to be doing a campaign all the way through July 4th. And I have believed God that more than half of that's going to come in through our direct efforts of us telling friends, hey, I've got a sister who's a powerful evangelist who's been blessing our TMC call, but has been blessing many who have not been able to help themselves. Now we're going to help her because we know what we do for others. God's going to do it for somebody that we love and care about. So we're encouraging you to go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And let's just rally around our evangelist, Gwen Beatty. There's a tab for you to click on if you want to send her a word of encouragement, email her. But the bigger tab is under that says donate. And we want you all to donate. She's already started the treatment. So those 250 bottles, that money comes from you and I and others who love her. Let's do our part. And I'm going to turn the call back over to Tammy to close it out so we can switch. No, let me just do that. I'll close it out. We've had our prayer, our anointed prayer by Minister Candy. Some of you all I know have to go, but I want you to go to that website today. We are battling against time, and we have the tools. The holistic method is working. It's containing the cancer till it dissolves it and kills it. And we don't want her to miss a day, not a bottle that she's supposed to take. We're going to do our part and watch God blow on it. I'm encouraging you all to get on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever you're on. We're encouraging you to ask people. People don't mind $5, $10, and it adds up. We'll be putting a thermometer on the website today where you can see as it rises up till we hit our goal. And I believe in that Ephesians 3:20. We're going to do the exceeding abundantly above and not just hit 22. You know, I was impressed by that one the grandmother heard on the bus with her feelings, and the guy just did a good thing, and it ended up raising over $600,000. We're not going to limit God of what he's going to do for evangelist Gwen Bay. We've had people sow their time and put up the website for us, and Minister Willard, Minister Candy, which is so instrumental on helping with the texting and the wording. And God is having us do this for our sister Gwen. So, evangelist Gwen, we love you. Father, I thank you for this call. I thank you for this body of believers, and I know everybody on this line will do our part. We will give into good ground, into her life, and we'll share it with others. Some of us won't stop at 10. Some of us will give 20, 100, 1,000, because we know that this is for the work of the kingdom. Father, she's a frontline soldier for you. So I thank you for this call. I thank you for everyone who's opened the call, Minister Candy, greeting the people. I thank you for that opening prayer, Miss Benita, as God has cleared the heavenlies, and wow, that awesome word deposited by Minister Robin today, filling in our heart the power of a word. And we thank you, Minister Candy, for sealing it shut by the blood of Jesus. Every prayer request, Father, we hold it up to you, and we know that it is done. You know their names. You know who they are. And we thank you for even the unspoken requests. And for those who have to leave, we thank you that you are going out on this faith-filled Friday to produce fruit wherever you go, being that light, that minister in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we're going to switch immediately to now take our prayer requests and our praise reports. And I'm going to ask Minister Evangelist Gwen Beatty, briefly, my sister, to speak to the people. It's quite a few of us who always are still on the line. And just let 2 or 3 minutes and hear your heart. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you all. I love you. I am just so humbled this morning. I am past grateful to hear, oh, my God, the heart of Pastor Vanessa, who is God's angel on earth doing his will. To each of you, I want you to know that whatever you can do, whatever you can do, I will be extremely grateful. I know that God have called me to live and not die and declare the work of the Lord. and those who have already loved on me and have poured out and have saw the hand of God move, I know he's going to continue to complete the work. You know, taking a stand like this, when God starts blessing, we know the enemy tries to raise his head, but I want you to continue in prayer and to continue in knowing that what you sow will be sown in good ground, that I am good fertile ground before the Lord, and that I have laid down my life to do that which he called me to do. So to hear such a outpour of love this morning just makes my heart exceedingly glad. I am laying here right now basing and recuperation and resting on today because a lot has overtaken my body, but I'm strong in my spirit. And I know that those of you who love me and those of you who don't even know me will come to know me and to love me in a new way in the spirit. As you give, I know God is going to just put a new compassion in your heart. I know that I am strong in the power of the Lord. A lot of things are coming against me, but you know what? Greater is he. I know God is greater. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. And I want to just thank you all for just being faithful to that which you have heard. Whatever you do, know that I will be extremely, extremely grateful to continue this campaign. And I love you all. Those who have just cried out to the Lord for me, I love you. Your prayers are working. Your prayers are working. I thank you. Don't forget to remember me when you come before the Lord. Even on this weekend, as I press into some things in this healing, just remember my name, and I thank you, and I love you. It's so much in my spirit, but like she said, I just want to be quick before you and know as you go to that website and give, know that God's going to do something special for you and those you standing for, healing for. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for this time.
Amen. Well, we love you, and we're going to watch God do something awesome. We are praying in concert and one accord. We know you're whole and healed in God, but you're going to watch the love of God be poured out into your life as people give and do their part. You've done so much in that area of Chicago, and I know they're going to show up big as they know that there's a place they can go and directly pour into your life and to your ministry. So, again, thank you, thank you. And I'll be talking more about this on Monday and through the week, through the July 4th holiday. I'm believing God for no less than 10,000 through our efforts. And, God's going to blow my mind, and maybe we'll get it all for her. But we're going to do our part. Please go to that website again, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And you'll see everything you need there. And I'm encouraging everyone to just email her so she can read over in her own time our words of encouragement as we pray to her. All right. Well, our Q&A is open. And I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Tammy. She's going to work the boards today. Miss Tammy, it's on you.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning. Thank you so much. I just praise God for everyone. If you will hit star 6, that will bring you into the queue, and we are ready to proceed with the praise report and also your prayer request this morning. If you will hit star 6 and come on into the queue, we will go ahead and begin this session of the call. We thank God for Dr. Vanessa. While we are waiting for our callers to come into the queue, that we are able to get on board and help our sister in Christ. And we thank God that we have a faithful listener, Jackie Henderson. We are going to go to you. Jackie Henderson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good morning.
I just want to give a praise report and let you know that I am out of the hospital and I'm doing well. My body's still a little sore, but I know that that comes with time and healing. So I thank you for your prayers and just wanted you to know that everything went well.
Amen, amen. Well, we are so glad. We rejoice with you that you are healing, and we thank God for the success of your procedure. We were praying for you and with you on this week, and God is faithful, and he's always faithful to his children and his believers. So we do celebrate with you and thank God for your praise report this morning. We thank God. We have another caller that's coming in at the 708, area code 708. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Willow, my TMC family. I love you. Just wanted to give my praise report. As you know, I am home now. I went to the doctor on Monday, got another x-ray on my foot and my shoulder, and everything is coming along nicely. We took the cast off. I'm in a walking boot, although I've been instructed not to walk, but just to do light touch onto the toe, and so I am following those instructions. And excuse me, we took the sling off, so I can have more mobility with my arm. The occupational therapist and physical therapist are wonderful, doing amazing things to get me back in shape. I just want to thank you for your prayers and for your support. God is good, and I love you all. Have a blessed weekend.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Willa. I know how therapy is. We thank God for your recovery. And you take heed to that limited activity, because I know that as a woman of God, you are so busy and out there on the front lines just wrecking, you know, the kingdom of darkness. And we just thank God for all that you've done. As we're waiting for others to come on into the queue, star 6 will get you into the queue, and we will take your praise report or your prayer request at this time. Just hit star 6. We have so many people on the line. We encourage you to just come forward and just give us that information. We are here to pray for you. We thank God for the ability, for the charge to be the intercessors for you. And we're just, you know, so thankful and grateful that you all can hang out with us on this Friday and that you start your day with the Master's Call. We are so thankful to be that blessing for you and so grateful to hear the praise reports for two of our sisters who we've been interceding on their behalf and for their situations, and we are so delighted that God has moved in that way, and we know he will do the same for you. Amen. So go ahead and hit star 6, if you will. I'm going to go ahead and clear the queue. Get in on the line. If you hit star 6, then you can go ahead and bring yourself onto the line so that we can hear your prayer request or your praise report on this Friday morning. We are so, so happy for all of you to be on the line. I see numerous people across the country are still here. We just want to encourage you. You know, at the beginning, I was very nervous also about giving my name and coming onto the line. But that little, you know, something inside of me said that this is where I need to be and this is how I'm going to move in your life. If you will just have the courage to come forward and just ask what you will. And we are, you know, strength to one another. On this call. So we're just going to, you know, again, encourage you to come on the line. I don't see anyone else. Well, I see now my sister in California. We're going to go out to Inglewood where Evangelist Tiffany is there, our sunshine. Hello, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, my sister. Can you hear me, Tammy?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Amen, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I have been standing on that word all week long because I'm telling you, we are in a spiritual warfare. But you know what? As Dr. Vanessa said the other day, we are in a fixed fight. So what does that mean, TMC family? That means that we already have the victory. And if we start to allow God through this transformation to change our mindset and know that we are in a fixed fight, but the battle has already been won, I'm telling you, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situations, no matter what the issues are, no matter who comes against us, we are in a fixed fight, and we already won it. And when we think that God just continues to elevate us to higher and higher levels, Minister Robin, thank you so much this morning for that scripture on guarding our mouth. That is so critical and crucial for our walk every day, because there are so many things that have happened this week where I just wanted to open up Tiffany's mouth and tell somebody how I felt. But then I had to remember who I serve and who I am, and I just had to hold my peace. But the Lord said, if you would hold your peace, then I would fight your battle. And I'm telling you, I just felt the power of God just move through me. So somebody out there needs to know, if you just hold your peace, if you just stay still and be still and rest in God, he will do great things. Today I am so happy and overjoyed because, as you guys all know, my son Kalon, he is entering a new chapter in his life, high school. So we started summer school on Monday, and I'm telling you, I have been making 5 and 6 trips back and forth from work to school, back and forth from school to practice. But you know what? In my tiredness, God is my strength. And I'm telling you, just hold on, because there's a shift in the atmosphere, and you want to make sure that you stay in your lane so that God can bless you, so that God can elevate you. And remember, do not use your physical eyes to look to see what's going on, but trust God and allow his eyes to be yours so that you can see through his eyes to see what he has in store for you. I bless God for each of you. If you're in the California area, I would invite you to join me and to meet me tomorrow in Paramount at the Artist Distribution Center in Paramount so that you could get more information on what's going on. We are having a Super Saturday there. It's going to be prizes and raffles and different things going on. If you don't know where it is, then take down my number, 424-227-8980. Call me, and I will make sure, even if it's not you and if it's somebody else, come and meet me and greet me. 424-227-8980. I love each and every one of you. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and for all of my TM sisters and my TMC family. To God be the glory, and know that you're going to have a super fantastic weekend. God
amen,
bless
you. Evangelist.
Okay, I got it. I'm done.
Amen.
Yes, that's our evangelist. Amen.
Amen. We have in the queue Platinum President Marie Preston. We want to go out to Texas to Platinum President Marie Preston. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you out there. Good morning to my family and to you, Dr. Vanessa, to all y'all on the line. I am at the courthouse. I want y'all to pray for the Williams family. So I'm going in and out. We got a long day today and tomorrow. We got a long day tomorrow, too. We're busy out here tomorrow. We're really busy. And I want y'all to pray for Godmother and our artist family that's out in Los Angeles, California. I know they're having the BET Awards this weekend, and they're there, and some of our people are there, and they're going to be, they say they was going to go by the warehouse while they out there in California. So I want y'all to pray. Y'all cover me in your blood. Hope everything come out right for them, and look and pray for my family. Pray for the Elite Ladies of Expression who will be in out here this morning. We at the courthouse taking care of business. So, look, we hope all go well with this family. Thank y'all. We love y'all. Y'all have a good weekend, but I got to get back in the courtroom, okay?
We love you and appreciate you. We got you covered.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Pastor and Minister Tammy. That was Williams family, Platinum President,
yes.
Marie Preston.
Okay. Yes,
thank
it's
you.
The Williams family, they're in court right now, and she wants us to keep them covered in prayer. And, you know, the Elite Ladies go out on Friday night to definitely keep them covered while they're doing the street ministry, ministering to the homeless. And we have some Platinums who are going out for the BET Awards show, and we'll be out in Los Angeles to cover them, that the will of the Lord be done. And definitely keep Evangelist Tiffany's Super Saturday covered. Thank you, Ms. Scribe. Ms. Benita, did I get it all? Did you get it all? Oh, she muted herself out. All righty. Ms. Tammy, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Vanessa. We are so grateful to Platinum President for coming on the line. We do see that many of you are still on the line, and we want to give everyone an opportunity to come forward. Again, if you just hit *6, I've cleared the queue to see if anyone else would like to come in before we end the call in prayer, strategic prayer, just to give you an opportunity. Again, hit *6, and that will unmute you, and you can come to the line and give us your prayer report or your prayer request at this time.
Good morning, Minister Tammy.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Praise God. Well, I just want to say thank you for just being here, and I'm saying that to my entire TMC family. I thank you as we you've enriched my life so, and I just want to share that I'm just loving my transformation and just staying obedient and being mentored by some awesome, awesome people. And I just bless you guys and have a fabulous weekend. Praise God. Back to you, Minister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Benita, we are so happy for the transformation that God is doing in your life also. We are so excited. We also have another caller in the queue, and we are going to go with her as we celebrate with Minister Benita. We're going to open up the line for 917, area code 917. You are on.
Blessed morning. This is Christine from Brooklyn, New York. This morning, I just want to say, you know, just bless God, and I just want to tell you guys to just continue the way you're going, and I just want to lift everyone in the community up and lift each and every one of you, prayer warriors, and each and every one on the call this morning. Bless God. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Christine. We are so delighted to have you. Such a faithful caller. Just feel the spirit of the Lord and the love that she has. We want to again give you the opportunity to come on the line this morning. We thank all of you for staying on the call as we lift up our request for you to come and participate with the Fill a Bottle, Save a Life for Evander Squin Beatty. If there's anyone else that would like to come into the queue, you would just hit star 6, and that will bring you into the queue. And again, we thank all of you for joining us on the Master's Call today. I don't see anyone else in the queue at this time. Dr. Vanessa, just want to give everyone an opportunity to come on. If you would hit star 6, you can come into the queue, and we will take your prayer report or prayer request.
Well, I guess that's it then. We can, you can go on and close this out in prayer. You've done a great job, as usual. We appreciate you stepping up to the plate and you allowing yourself to be stretched today. You've done great. Oh, somebody just jumped in. Why don't you read the first 6 digits for us, please? Minister Tammy, I turn it back over to you.
Yes, ma'am. This caller in the queue right now is Deborah Edmondson, 347-223. You are open. Go ahead and speak. We can hear you.
Good morning. Good morning to my prayer family. I am calling to wish all of you a blessed weekend, a safe weekend, as we're coming into the holiday weekend. And I just want to let you know that I'm praying for everyone on the call. And it's just been a blessing to be on this call in the mornings in the midst of all of that I have been experiencing. I don't even have to speak my prayer request, but I know that God is answering my prayer because of all of the prayers that's coming forth. So I just wanted to say thank you, Pastor Dr. Vanessa, for this call and all of the other leaders that's coming forward. I want to thank you all for your prayers and your words of inspiration. God bless you, and that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. We love you and appreciate you also. Appreciate you. Thank you. It's an honor. All right, Ms. Tammy, we can go on and close it out.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Father God, we just come before your throne this morning, your throne of grace, thanking you, Lord, for what has occurred on the Master's Call this morning. We thank you, O Father, that we are sensitive to you. We thank you for being the mighty God that you are. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Spirit. You have a Spirit, O Father, that lives in us and amongst us. We thank you, Lord God, for being in our lives. We thank you for the prayer requests that have come forward on today. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father. We ask you to watch over her home, Father. Protect her person and her family, Father, and her property, Lord. Bless them and bless all of the people across the country, Father, who are being affected by the natural disasters. Lord God, we know that you are not the creator of evil, but, Father, you use it for your good. So give protection, Lord God. Give reverence, Father. We give you reverence, Lord God, for this time. And we ask you to watch out for her and also give her traveling mercy, dear Father, as she travels to Las Vegas. And, Father God, we know that you know your child, Evangelist Lynn Beatty. Father, she's faithful to you. And, Lord, those who are faithful to you, you bless. You keep them in your right hand. Now, Father, we speak healing to Evangelist Lynn Beatty right now. We believe by faith, Father God, that she is already healed. We speak to her very DNA right now, and we say to her body, the body that you created, oh, Father God, that it works in the way that it was created, according to divine protocols that you have established, Father God. We speak to her very immune system right now, and we say, line up every white blood cell and do your job according to your creation. And we thank you, Father, for the monies that will come in, because you are the supplier of all of our needs, including Gwen Beatty's needs. And, Father, we thank you that she is your child. You are her shepherd, and she shall not want. And we thank you for the victory that we already have in this fight against breast cancer. Now, Father, we thank you for Jackie Henderson. Lord, we thank you for the praise report, for her boldness to come before the Lord today and say that you have done a good work for her. We thank you, Lord, that you will heal her pain and give her a quick and speedy recovery. Father, we thank you for her faithfulness to come onto this line and hear your word. And for Minister Willa, Father, we just thank you for your obedient child who ministered to the sick while she was going through her affliction. She honored you for your Matthew 25 lesson that we should do unto others. And when we do, we are doing unto you. And, Father, we thank you that she will be obedient to those who are in authority over her so that she may receive full and quick healing, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory and the testimony that shall come forth from Minister Willow. And, Father, we ask you to bless Minister Evangelist Tiffany, Father, and bless her and her family and her son, Kalon. We thank you for her celebration of you, Father. We thank you for her holy boldness as she steps out on this line, going to and fro, Father. We ask you to bless the Super Saturday event that you will be having in California. Father, you said if we meditate on your word, Lord, that you will give us good success. And we thank you for the success that shall come for Evangelist Tiffany, for blessing her family, oh, Father God. We thank you for that in advance, Lord God. We thank you for Platinum President Marie Preston. We ask you to look into her family, oh, Father God. For every need, you shall supply, oh, Father God. You know the needs of each and every one. And, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to them. We thank you for the Williams family right now, Father, that are in a courtroom on today. God, we thank you that you love justice, Lord God, and you love fairness, Father. For the righteous, oh, Father God, you shall protect. Lord, we ask you for favor on today. We ask you for victory in the courtroom on today for the Williams family. Father, we don't know the situation, but you know what it is. Father, you know all things. And we thank you right now that you hold the heart of those who are in authority. And, Father, you can turn it in the direction of your will. And we ask you, Lord God, to give them a favorable outcome on today. Father, remember Elite Ladies of Expression. Father, as they go out into the trenches, they go out into the dark places where others won't go. But, Father, your Holy Spirit will go everywhere. Go with them. Send your spirit with them that they may touch others, oh, Father, that they may bring them out of darkness and into the light. We thank you that they are the light in the city in which they are abiding. We thank you that they are the light that you place on the hill. We thank you for Elite Ladies of Expression. Continue to give them strategic plans and strategies to win victories over the enemy. And we thank you for Godmother Dorothy Cook. We thank you for all that she's done for the artist family. We thank you for all that she's done for being a pioneer in this country, in this business, for being a leader. Now, God, we ask you to give her godly wisdom and insight, oh, Father God. Lead her, be the lamp unto her path and the light unto her footsteps, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you will bless each and every event throughout the country, oh, Father God, and bless the artist international family and all of the distributors, Lord, from the one that joined last night, Father, all the way up to the Platinum President. We ask you to watch over them, oh, Father God, and let them be your foot soldiers in this world. And for Minister Benita, Father, we just thank you for the transformation that she's going through. We thank you that you are the author, you are the creator, Father God. You are her redeemer and you are her source. We thank you for being her shield as she learned, Father, to use the weapons, oh, Father God, of warfare, so that she can declare the victory, Father God, in this fight. And we thank you that she is a victorious woman of God. We thank you for her growth, Lord, on this call, that she's soaring to the eagle that you called her to be. And for our sister Christina in New York, we just praise God for her faithfulness to coming on the call. She wants to just bless the listeners and the callers, Father. She didn't even ask for anything for herself. Now, Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you to bless Christine and her family in New York, Lord. You know what her needs are, and we thank you that it is already done in Jesus' name. And for Deborah Edmondson, Father, we just thank you for her.
She has an unspoken prayer request, Lord, but she has faith and she believes. And, Father, we know that that will activate you. We thank you, oh, Father God, for giving her a good report that she'll come forward. We thank you for all the TMC listeners, oh, Father God, who were on the call and who remained on the call on today. We thank you for their faithfulness, and we thank you for the opportunity to stand each and every morning gathering in your name, Lord. We thank you for trusting us to be intercessors on others' behalf. Thank you that we can do the work that you've called us to do. Now, Father, we ask you to bless our speaker on today, Minister Robin, who poured out into us. Father, we ask you to continue to remember your child for her faithfulness and her obedience, as well as our founder, Dr. Vanessa. Father, we thank you for her being a strong leader. We thank you for her relationship with you, God, that she teaches us how to be the eagles that you called us to be. We thank you, Lord God, that she's sensitive to you. We thank you for her obedience, oh, Father God. And, God, continue to give me strength. Lord, let me continue to learn your words, learn your commandments, that I may be upright and walk in righteousness, oh, Father God. I just thank you for the love that you've shown to my life and my family. Continue to keep a hedge of protection, Lord, by the blood of Jesus over everyone that is associated with this call. It is in Jesus' name that we send this prayer request forward, knowing that you hear and you do care. And we thank you, oh, Father God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. We seal this time together, believing by faith that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We thank everyone for staying on the call today. We thank you so much for joining the Master's Call. This is Tammy in South Carolina, and I'm so grateful to all of you, and we are so thankful to you. Go out and be the ministers in the marketplace on today. Go back and listen to the call at 712-432-1085. 957-677 is the pound and PIN number, and we will hear you on the call on Monday. Have a blessed, blessed, blessed weekend. Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.